Hello, everyone. So I want to talk about anxiety and frequency. And if you're dealing with anxiety, worried about the future, just feel anxious, panic attacks, fearful, whatever it is, that ca could easily be because of what you're listening to and what you're watching on YouTube. It's the frequency. So check this out. I'm going to look at my notes because I've been looking at this for a long time. And it's actually blown my mind. Harold Boris Mayer, he was a sound engineer, a consultant to Bell Labs, Muzak, and the US military. And Muzak was actually a company that would literally give out elevator music. And the elevator music was for, it was to inspire workers to work more or inspire people to buy. The frequency, they actually studied and researched the frequencies of what would make people buy, what would make employees have better morale, be more productive. The US military was using their research for their not only their troops to get their troops more amped up, but also they used some of their frequency against the other side, trying to get them to surrender. This is really interesting because this was right before World War II. This guy was developing this in the 30s. From 1938 to 1947, and they were doing this research. And then in 1939, the Broadcasting Conference in London, there was a broadcasting conference in London with Germany. Why in the world, right before the war, like 6 months before the war happened, they had a conference and invited Germany to attend, Italy. Let's see here. Italy, Switzerland, the US, the Netherlands, France, and of course Britain because they held it. But they had a broadcasting conference. They didn't invite musicians. They actually decided that they were going to have a standard broadcasting frequency at 440 hertz. Now, 432 was kind of the normal frequency for music at the time and broadcasting at the time. And the difference is that 432 would actually have the human body be more relaxed, have singers be able to sing more easily. But 440 hertz was higher. It wasn't much. We're talking 8 hertz. 8 hertz, but it actually caused the singers to stress their voices more. It then caused more anxiety in the human body. Versus the 432 hertz, which was more relaxing, more normalized with the frequency of the human body.
And 432 and 440, 440 is dissonant. It's not harmonizing to the soul. It is not smooth. It is dissonant. In other words, it's negative. It will affect you negatively. But it's so subtle, most people will never know the difference.
This morning I woke up and I was like, let's tune my violin down to 432, see if you notice, see how I feel, see how you feel. Gonna tune it back to 440. Not gonna lie, 432 is so much softer to process in my brain.
It affects how high or low that scale is. So 432 is just a little lower than 440. So if we play these two instruments together, they're not going to sound in tune. That's just not making them sound so nice together.
So why is this important? Because check this out. Ancient people knew about frequency. They knew about harmony and resonance with the body. This is why they did drumming. This is why they chanted. This is also why they made buildings to resonate with a certain frequency. So let me give you an example. Buildings have a frequency that they resonate at, just like a guitar has a certain frequency, or if you pluck a guitar string, it's a certain frequency. Buildings actually have a sound that, if they hear that at that frequency in the song or the drumming or the chanting or whatever it is that's in that building, it amplifies the sound in that space. This is also happening. This also happened with Stonehenge. Stonehenge is just a circle, right, with a bunch of rocks or whatever. We don't really know what it was in the middle of a field. But the same thing, when things are inside that circle, it can amplify certain frequencies in that space. The ancients knew this. So after 1939, that frequency it was elevated. The last thing I want to share, which blew my mind, is that early in the morning, when the light first starts to come up, the birds start to sing. That frequency tells the plant, open your pores. The sun is coming. The sun is here. Open your pores. Start photosynthesis. The frequency of the birds' songs literally tell the plants to start to thrive, start to open up, start to open, because the sun is returned, the sun is here. We are so much more connected to the planet than we really understand and realize. And I just find it so fascinating. Everything is energy, everything is frequency. So notice, this is also why they changed the buildings and the houses. Why did Native Americans used to be in teepees, right? Now we're in these blocked square buildings. People are in cubicles. To be in a building like that 24 hours a day, the frequency of your body, that resonance of what it is that you're feeling in your body, changes from being outside and putting your feet on the ground and listening to the sounds of the birds. It's different and it matters. So I invite you to just explore your life. If you're filled with anxiety, what are you listening to every day? What are you watching? Where do you spend most of your time?